Hey, it's Heath Mulliken from the Double Dropkick Show here at the NWA Legends Fan Fest. I'm here with Chris Shore from ProWrestling.net. And Chris, I've been asking everybody this weekend, who is the guy or the match or what got you into wrestling as a kid?
Well, I had a little bit of dumb luck. My father worked for or was working with the JCs here locally in Greensboro, and they used to be able to work the concession stands there. And so he picked me up one Thanksgiving in 1983 and said, hey, we're going to go to Greensboro. They're having this thing called Starcade. And that was my first live event, was Flair and Harley Race in the cage for the NWA World Championship. And I got to see the whole card, and that was, like I said, that was my first event, and I was hooked ever since.
So you didn't build up or anything like that. You started with the granddaddy of them all.
Yeah, I mean, I'd been watching a little bit on TV and whatnot. I was about 8 years old at the time and had kind of gotten into it some. And so he and my mom were split up. And so when he found out, he's like, oh, well, I'll take you to the show if you're interested. And yeah, then from there, it was done. So I was starting the ramp up, but he just pushed me over the top.
Yeah, I think you and I are about the same age, and like for me, anybody that didn't see, I say in Mid-Atlantic 83 to 89, you just missed out. And when you think back to that era, what was your favorite angle or favorite feud? Just like, what's the one thing you remember other than obviously Starrcade?
Oh, I mean, you know, we could list all day, right? We could sit here for hours and hours and I could come up with stuff. But I guess the one thing that's always stood out to me, because the reverberations of it went so far with everything that happened, was that best of seven series for the U.S. Championship between Magnum T.A. and Nikita Koloff. I mean, that feud really took Magnum and put him on a totally different level, and you began to see that he was going to be an NWA World Champion. And I tell people all the time, if I could go back in time and change one trivial moment in the world, as far as in the grand scheme of the world, I would save Magnum T.A. from that car accident just to see how wrestling would be different today. Yeah. I don't know what it would be, but I do believe it would be a different landscape.
Yeah, I found out, got an opportunity to meet Magnum a couple years ago, and found out I actually saw his last match was in Greenville, a strap match against Jimmy Garvin, and I was the kid that, as soon as the match was over, ran to the ringside and shook his hand, and never knew that was his last match. But you're here with Strong Style, ProWrestling.net. Tell us what you guys are all about. Tell us about your website.
Yeah, well, I write for ProWrestling.net, and we're one of the major internet wrestling news sites. Jason Powell is the owner and operator, and Jason has just been a wealth of knowledge. It's been awesome working for him for the past couple of years, and really enjoy that. And today I'm here helping out a friend of mine who owns Strong Style Life Clothing, and trying to start a movement here, a Strong Style movement within the indie wrestling scene. You can check that out at sslmovement.com, and we got a lot of different shirts there for different wrestlers and whatnot. And I'm just here having a great time covering some stuff for the site. I get to call him a play-by-play guy for the iPay-Per-View tonight on Saturday night. So yeah, so it's I get to call with Les Thatcher. It's just I don't know. It's just a great weekend, and I'm having a great time.
Yeah, it's still real to us. Yes. And Chris, hey, thank you so much for your time, and we look forward to looking at your site and hearing more from Strong Style.
That's great. Again, sslclothing.com is the Strong Style Lifestyle website, and follow me at prowrestling.net and find me on Twitter at TheShoreSlant, and I'll communicate with you guys there.
Hey, thanks a lot, Chris.